Nostradamus. You think you know him, right? Everybody thinks they know Nostradamus. But I bet you haven't heard his prophecies used quite like this.
Oh, this is a new one.
This is going to be a wild ride. So buckle up. We're diving into something that seems like it could be a movie or a novel. And let me tell you, it blends Nostradamus with AI David Lynch.
What's
You're not going to believe this.
a lot?
It
Okay.
really grabbed our attention, so get ready, because
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
this is going to be good.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so right off the bat, we're in the future, the year 2060,
Okay.
and we meet Jody. She's a student at Southern Polytechnic State University,
Southern Polytech. Okay.
and she's totally engrossed in, wait for it,
Hit me with it.
a Nostradamus course.
Of course. Of course, in the future, there'd be a whole course dedicated to Nostradamus.
Right.
Makes sense.
But this isn't your average Nostradamus 101. This is Nostradamus analyzed through the lens of, are you ready for this?
Okay.
AI.
Whoa.
You call
It's
it?
like they knew we were going to have this conversation.
Right.
Like they knew that AI was going to be like the thing right now.
Exactly. And this whole thing got us thinking, what if there's a pattern to Nostradamus's prophecies
Right.
that we just haven't been able to crack yet? Like, what if AI holds the key?
It's the missing link. It's like we've always known there's something there, right? With
Yeah.
Nostradamus, like we've been trying to unlock it for centuries, but maybe we just haven't had the right tools.
And it gets even more fascinating
Okay, I'm ready.
because the story introduces this thing called the Noël equation. And basically, it's this fictional system for decoding Nostradamus.
Okay, so they're taking this seriously. This isn't just like a, oh, let's dabble in a little Nostradamus. They're like, no, we're going deep.
They're going deep.
Found it.
We're figuring this out.
Like they're treating it as if there's a literal code hidden within these prophecies, and they're using math to crack
I mean, it makes you think, right?
it.
Because for centuries, people have been trying to find the meaning, the connection, the structure within Nostradamus's quatrains, and maybe, just maybe, there is a mathematical formula that unlocks it all.
I know. It just makes you think. And here's where things take a turn that I did not see coming. Are you ready for this?
Okay. How so?
David Lynch.
David Lynch, like the director.
The one and only, as in the mind behind Twin Peaks, Mulholland Drive, all those super surreal, super symbolic films.
And suddenly, we're in this world where art and prophecy are colliding. What do you even make of that connection?
Okay. So, I'll admit it, when you first said David Lynch, I was confused. Like, what's he doing in a story about Nostradamus and AI? But then I thought about it, and it's actually kind of brilliant.
Right.
Lynch's films, they're all about hidden layers, symbolism you have to interpret. And isn't that kind of the same vibe as Nostradamus's quatrains?
100%.
Yeah.
Like cryptic, open to interpretation, shrouded in mystery.
Exactly. It's like the story is using Lynch's art as a visual representation of Nostradamus's prophecies.
And speaking of visual representation, we have to talk about the montage. This is where things get really interesting because now we're not just dealing with words on a page. This is where the story introduces a physical element to the mystery. These cryptic images, books, messages, all intertwine. Imagine it, like a puzzle waiting to be
A
solved.
puzzle. Intriguing.
Right.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more.
So we've got this futuristic university, a prophecy decoding equation, David Lynch thrown into the mix for good measure.
Don't forget the mysterious montage.
Oh, right, and these mysterious montage images. Let's dive into some specifics about this montage because trust me, the story doesn't hold back.
Okay, let's do it.
So we're talking about the montage, this collection of cryptic images, and there's one detail that really sent chills down my spine.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to be chilled. What is it?
Okay, so get this. There's this phrase in there. And a man, Nicobar 9.0.
Okay, hold on, I'm getting chills right now. That's
Right.
the 2004 tsunami.
Exactly. Talk about grounding a fictional story in a very real and terrifying event.
And you know, that's what's so clever about this whole thing. Nostradamus, he's always been linked with these end of the world prophecies, right?
Totally.
And this story, it taps right into those anxieties, those fears about the future, but it does it in this really smart way by connecting them to something we've already lived through. It makes you think, could something like that happen again?
That's the question, right? Is the author foreshadowing? Are they giving us a glimpse into a future where history repeats itself?
Or are they saying something even deeper? Like maybe it's not about predicting the future, but understanding how the past echoes through time in these really unexpected ways.
Wow, yeah. And, you know, speaking of unexpected, there's another detail from the montage that seems really small at first, but ends up being huge for Jody.
Okay, lay it on me. What is it?
Okay, so they mention a U.S. dime.
A dime? What's so special about a dime?
Right, that's what I thought at first. But it's this tiny little detail that ends up unlocking a whole new layer of understanding for Jody. Almost like a key to a hidden door.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. The symbolism. It's all about the symbolism.
Exactly. What do you make of the dime? Because, like, what does it even mean in the grand scheme of Nostradamus and AI?
Well, think about it. A dime, it's two-sided. Heads or tails. Up or down. It could represent this shift in perspective, right? Like, maybe Jody's been looking at everything one way, and then this dime is like, hey, what if you flip your perspective?
Oh, that's good.
And suddenly she sees the whole picture differently.
It's like that classic David Lynch move, right? Finding meaning in the mundane. But what gets me is how the story is using something as complex as AI to try and decode something as ancient and mysterious as Nostradamus's quatrains. It's this crazy clash of old and new, like holding the past and the future in your hands at the same time.
It makes you wonder, are we on the verge of something big with AI? Like, are we about to unlock all these secrets that have been hidden for centuries?
Right, or are we getting ahead of ourselves? Like, maybe AI is just a tool and we're the ones giving it all this power, projecting our own hopes and anxieties onto these algorithms.
Big questions, man. Big questions. And I feel like this story is just scratching the surface. What do you think, listener? Are you as intrigued by this whole AI angle as we are? Or are the cryptic messages and the David Lynch of it all more your speed?
Because there's a lot to unpack here.
A lot to unpack.
It's like the story wants us to become these, like, armchair detectives. Right alongside Jody.
Oh, totally. We're trying to piece together these montage images just like her. And, you know, that's kind of a very human thing, isn't it? Looking for patterns, searching for meaning, even when it's not there.
It's like we're hardwired for it.
We totally are. We crave those connections.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so brilliant about this whole thing. Like, it really gets you thinking about the power of interpretation.
Right.
But also the potential pitfalls.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes we can get so caught up in our own interpretations, our own need to find meaning.
100%. And it reminds us that meaning, it isn't always the subjective thing. Like what we see in those montage images, it might be totally different from what someone else sees.
Right. Our own experiences, our biases, they all color how we interpret things.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder, what if we find what we're looking for, even if it's not actually there, or even crazier? What if we miss the actual truth, the real deal, because we're so focused on our own interpretations?
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of a mind-blowing thought.
Right. It's like, are we letting our own need for meaning blind us to what's actually going on?
Man, this deep dive has been something else. We started with Nostradamus. We took a detour through AI. We even hung out with David Lynch for a bit.
It's been a wild ride. And through it all, we're left with this really important question. How do we interpret the world around us?
And what happens when those interpretations start to shape our reality?
It makes you think. Maybe the real mystery isn't about finding the right answer. Maybe it's about being open to all the possibilities.
And maybe, just maybe, that openness, that willingness to question everything is the real prophecy all along.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot.